Wrongly, The soul is going to direct the body to the wrong place. If you listen to the wrong things, you are going to take the body to the wrong place. If you feed that soul wrongly, you are going to take the body to the wrong place. In Islam, in Sharia, the external and the internal are moving. And Sharia of Islam learns us that those two things must become equal. That the external must equal to the internal must equal to the external. The inside was equal to the outside was equal to the inside. The example of this is very simple. The person says something, he promises his pleasures, he makes a pact, he utters something, he must keep to it, he must keep to his promise, his pledge, his pact, his agreement. This is when he is moving towards the direction where he brings the external equal to the internal. A better Muslim, a practical Muslim, a pious Muslim, a righteous Muslim is that Muslim whose external is equal to his internal, whose internal is equal to his external, whose inside is equal to his outside, whose outside is equal to his inside. That is a good Muslim. Not a person who externally behaves, he is a very good Muslim, but internally he is rocking Muslim. Not a person who occupies his first house, but his transactions are corrupt. Not a person who dresses externally excellent according to Islam. You will get his sawab for nothing according to Islam, but if his transactions are corrupt, and un-Islamic, so that is the result of making good. And Sharia of Islam is directing us that the external was equal to the internal. And each and every Muslim has to make a concerted effort that my internal be like my external must be like my internal. Shawalimura Rasulullah Ali stated that man has got two qualities in him. The quality, synthetic qualities in him, and angelic qualities. And these two qualities are constantly wrestling, are constantly at loggerheads, are constantly fighting. Angelic qualities and synthetic qualities. Angelic qualities are trying to supersede, are trying to suppress the synthetic qualities. Three levels come out. There are many mentions in these levels. The essence, the synthetic qualities overwhelm the angelic qualities in man. That person now behaves like a devil. That person behaves badly. He behaves unbecoming. He behaves not even like a human being. He will do the wrong thing, contact wrong thing, go to the wrong places, consume alcohol, murder, lose, deceive, destroy, all evil things and qualities would be affected that person. That is one type of person. The second type of person is the angelic quality supersede the satanic quality. Now that person, he will behave properly, he will go to the correct places, his company will be good, he will talk properly. He will be properly dressed, he will contact a deed in a proper manner. By proper manner, we mean Islamic. There is no other manner which is proper besides Islam. There is another person who said, it's a very quality like the Jewish qualities are more than equal. Sometimes you see that you become a regular Muslim. And sometimes it's a person who has become the other Muslim. Sometimes he behaves properly, sometimes he behaves badly. Why? Because these two qualities are loggerheads, and these two qualities are hiding, these two qualities are quarreling, these two qualities are pulling and playing. What happens? That person is in a dilemma. Sometimes he becomes a good person, sometimes he becomes an evil person. This is that. In Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the golden opportunity is this golden opportunity? The satanic forces have been locked up. Rebellion, evil jinnahs have been locked up. Gates of jannah have been opened. Now the person needs to be given an opportunity that now he is going to face satanic quality. Now the person does not have to face evil quality. Now he does not have to face evil forces. Now he can concentrate on improving himself, becoming a better person. And each and every individual should take advantage of this one, so that the devil must become, he is able to fight Satan, he is able to do the feat that the satanic forces, he is able to become a better Muslim, a good Muslim. How he can become a good Muslim? And remember, every individual who is Islam must serve Islam. In some way or the other, every individual must serve. Whether it be the poor way or the bad way, Allah Islam has divided Islam for the sake of understanding into four basic branches. I mentioned this and explained to you these branches and explained to you the tendencies in these branches. One is Surah Bani, another is Il Bani, a third branch is Hakikat Adi, and the fourth class is Ishaq Adi. Surah Adi would be the external of being, the external of Islam. Meaning, the brick, the structure of the masjid, the structure of the madrasa, the structure of the Islamic institute, the structure of the Darul Uloom, the structure of the Islamic organization or institute. To run the structure, we have got trustees. To run the structure, we have got trustees. Now, what is happening on Africa? In most places, that we are putting up structures and having extended structures, and the near future we don't know whether we are going to maintain them or not. And what has happened to the Mughal Empire is going to happen. In the Mughal Empire in India, the Mughal structure, 25 years Islamic structures or Islamic architecture, Islamic art, and when they were moved, they did not prepare individuals, they prepared structures. To take the structures of standing, people are prepared. Remember in Islam, the people are important, the structures are not important. In those days, it is stated that the buildings were structured. But the Muslims were not. He is saying to the prophet that the Muslims are structured, but the buildings are built. As a result of the progress of Islam, individually, collectively, domestically, naturally, is the outcome of our trustees. The young trustees, trustees retaining the structure, and the trustees generally have an attitude that I am serving Islam, and this is what I will do, or this is what I am doing, is only Islam. And many places you find trustees who the only do not know the laws of Shoka, do not know the laws of the Masajid, or what to do with the downward law. Islam is fully, has fully stipulated the downward law, how to maintain the masjid, how to run it. Such things must know that before becoming Muslim. As far as Il Bani is concerned, yes, it means the Ustad and his students, the Madrasa institution, the Madrasa situation, the teaching situation. Now, in the Madrasa, certain Ustad teaches class 1 and certain Ustad teaches class 8 or 9. This does not mean that the class 1 Ustad is low, that the class 8 Ustad is high. What it means is that both are being wrong. And both must feel that we are being wrong for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the public must know that both, although one is teaching class 8, And what is thinking like God? Both are serving the community, both are giving service to me, both are aiding for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, there should be no favoritism as far as that is concerned. Far as the hymn that he is concerned, that it is sad to know that in the whole of our Sikha, we haven't even got one Islamic public library. One Islamic public library we have got. Also, in the whole of our Sikha, not one Islamic research institute. Let me know that. What Kafir journal is portrayed in the report that in the whole of South Africa, and this observation is correct, in the whole of South Africa, I respect the brothers, that there is not one research Muslim scholar who is devoted in 24 hours of the day towards Islamic research. There is teaching going on, there is study going on, there is career going on, but research itself is not going on. And we in South Africa, we are completed, we are teachers, we think we are excellent Muslims, we are higher Muslims, we are righteous Muslims, we think we are a teacher. And compare our standing, our progress to the Muslims in England. The Muslims in England are not longer there than we are. We are here very long. Our rulers. We are moving into the second, third generation yet. Those Muslims in India have established Darul before us, have established Jesus Institute before us, have established Islamic Library before us. And we have up to date not done so. We are building structures and we are proceeding in that direction. Thinking how we are going to safeguard our property and our wealth, our business. This is something important. As far as the peak of the deen is concerned, that is the reality of deen. The reality of deen, one of my younger brothers, lies in the heart. Lies between the relationship between the murid and the peer. The disciple and the one, the spiritual leader. Anka is usually translated as hospital, a place where a person goes for spiritual meditation. He goes and he takes the role of a religion to a spiritual mentor, and there he tells that he could give all his problems. The spiritual leader, the spiritual mentor, analyzes it, diagnoses it, and treats it. The person leaves there a better person. Although Africa is beautiful and has been beautiful, in South Africa, this system has not prevalent. In South Africa, the system is not prevalent. As a result, you will see that a person cannot go to any center to spiritually uplift himself, to reform himself, or become a better person. This is a neglected field of respected elders. I have not come here to see the call to you or see the relevance. Come here to understand a few things so that we know where our weak areas are. When we know where our weak areas are, we'll be able to do something of it. But if you are complacent, and if you are sitting back, and you think we are too good, and if yet we are not too good, then we are putting the duty there for the salvation. The other branch which I identified was Ishaadi, spreading of it, propagation of it. And this can be done in various forms. By oration, by writing, by the pen, by debate, by seminars, meetings, or by way of the heart of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as the same is concerned, very few are participating in the whole of South Africa to this extent. Forma to be carried, to be supported, to write, to prepare the teacher. We have neglected the field. Consider how long we are in this country. And consider how we are in this country. And we have not produced one delightful authentic frustration, let alone poverty of character. We have not produced one delightful authentic frustration of the Hadith, let alone poverty. This is our thing. A good thing to be our excellence. By a courageous person, this is not going to be given any polarization or any popularity. Where God is found, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alhamdulillah, the work is on. The work is in progress. But now, there is a tendency. This tendency is not understood. His trustee was not seen that I am only in the Islamic world. The auditor was not seen that what I am doing, that is only Islam. The one who has not the ability to write, he must not be that I am only doing Islam. And the one striving to God of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must not have a narrow view and say, this is Islam, anything besides what is not. And the one contributing financially to the progress of Islam, to Madrasa education, to building, or anything, who writes out a check once a year or twice a year when some Madrasa comes. His local authority for him to come, he must not see that I have written out the check and I just flip the check over the counter. This is my Islam and I am giving Islam to all else in giving Islam. We South Africa has lost it. You mean it's firstly, he didn't send you to the I am serving Islam and I am only serving Islam. And one bring out his father for that, or one writing, or one who's put in origin. He feels he is doing Islamic work, well, abroad. And this is pernicious, and this is not good. In fact, it is detrimental for the spiritual progress of Islam. It is definitely detrimental. It is called from Sahabi. The real tradition of Allah has raised a fee that we require funds for an expedition. What Sahabi? Was crippled and he had one arm. He requested a person to take him to a Jew. When he was taken to the Jew, he told the Jew that let me draw water for you. So the Jew said, you cannot draw water, you have got legs, you have got one arm. How are you going to draw water? He said, no, you take me. And you lift me up and place me on this platform. When you place me on this platform, then I will be able to draw on. You take the rope and the bucket and place it in my hand. So, as conception was agreed upon, that for every bucket of water you draw, you will be given something. So, Sahabi, this procedure was very simple. If you take the bucket and the rope and let it loose and let it fall into the well, when that bucket was full, then he should draw it. And he should draw it holding the rope, and when he pulls the rope, he clasps or gets hold of the rope with his teeth, and then he extends his hand again and he pulls the rope again and he holds it again. This procedure you are doing often until you should draw. So you can you imagine that this is a very tedious, slow, laborious process. But the hard thing is, eventually, the end of the day, he got a few days. He gets there and he was taken to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He presented them to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, listen to me, whole story, which brought tears to his eyes, took those days, and the time of contribution was already there, 40 hours. The Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took these days and sprinkled it all over the whole life. And said his sincerity and humility and intention of this man, and his learning, will sprinkle it over all the others, so that if there is any shortcoming, it will be removed. And the blindness of this person is security will go on to all the others. What is there to prove from this? Sahabi was not forsaken. Sahabi did not say, I do not have legs or I do not have a head. And they respond that I am a mute. Of course, mute. Sahabi said, whatever I thought I will use, whatever potentiality I got, I will utilize for Islam. Whatever ability I got, I will use for Islam. Whatever capability I got, I will use for Islam. That is why we are saying individually that a person, an individual, a Muslim, his eyesight will be for the pleasure of Allah, his hearing for the pleasure of Allah, his speaking for the pleasure of Allah, his moving for the pleasure of Allah, his thinking for the pleasure of Allah, his whole life will be for the pleasure of Allah. Very help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come, otherwise the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not come. Similarly, a person who is making his prayer in salah, his prayer in salah, he will not be complacent, he will make his sunnah salah. A person who is making his prayer in sunnah, he will not have to be complacent, now he will make his zakat salah. His zakat salah will be complacent. A person who is making his zakat salah during the day, he will not be complacent, he will stay up for conscious salah. Similarly, a person who is attempting will not be complacent. He will make a part in all other activities. A person who is striving to follow the Prophet Muhammad wa ta'ala, he will not be complacent, he will do all other things. A person who is a writer, he will not be complacent, he will go out to speak, he will go out to see other activities. A Muslim must use all his ability for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just the Muslim of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can defend and be deserving of the same. Today is a common complaint that everybody would specify and everybody would tell you that there is something wrong with the house, that there is no harmony in the house, that there is no comfort in the house, that there is problems in the house, domestic problems in the house. And they will come, give us our way or do something. Tell you something. So the questions we ask, before we do anything, before we provide a solution, that in that house, how much is done? Is a female, is a wife dressing properly? Is a female bringing the bazaar dressed properly? Is a female standing in the shop? Is the son and the daughter running around with the public swimming pool naked? Is the whole family looking and observing and seeing all the social programs on television? Is there Islamic activity in the house or not Islamic activity in the house? Is there giving of sentence in the house? Is there birth of concept in the house? Are the brothers and sisters, wives and daughters not sitting in the house for the sake of unity? Are that is the perfect way to Islamic function or not Islamic function? Is it protecting problem? Is it healing problem? Because the worst of what we say is, so they come evil wind with them, evil wind with them, or they come down with them, or they come dinner with them. All in the road, they come blue with them, come take it out. Respected elders, the problem is very simple. There is no worker. And there is no worker, that also is very simple, because there is no Islam left in them. No Islamic activity left in them. Dressing as Islamically, behaving as Islamically, speaking of Islamically, not implying towards Islam, then how can you expect the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then definitely, what the sky is not flying there. Definitely, they must be fighting in their mouth. Definitely, you must be that there is something done in their mouth. Then you will get another set of hope. And the Western cities are completely, and we have followed the book like a secure. Then, if they knock on the door, then the modern world, you see a person pick up a telephone and then you see someone of the television screen, who's at the door. Then when you see some girl at the door, then immediately you put the telephone down. Now he came from the gymnasium, he got his back to the door, now he's going towards the door now. And so towards the door, he'll be throwing his shoulders around empty, poking around the way to the door. Why they come good at it? Also, it says that Islamic thing. So now he's waiting. Who? Welcome. Why? Because you are the person. He says, no, I go to the gymnasium. Why? I want to get ready for jihad. And you are the person who's playing football. He's saying, I also. I practice how to play football. Why? Because when jihad, the form of jihad is there, I will go. Person who is looking at me, directly the same with the record of the tennis sport of the first one, he also will say, what am I practicing because I will go to jihad one day? So every sport, I'm speaking of jihad. The same person, that is one of them is coming to the lock and door, tell me, then he will pick up his phone. And when you see someone now at the door, because you put the light on to the spotlight and let it shine on the door, you can see on the television screen now, on the closed television screen, who's at the door. You see some person there, a balaclava, and what if a very big gun, yes, this is his reaction. Then the jihad that you will be bringing, jihad, practicing in the gym, that has already gone out of the bed. The football, this is the jihad, that's the meaning of it. And the tennis, that's already body. So all the sports that we have been practicing, things that we have been practicing for jihad, all have been better. Then when his brother asked him, said, who is that? And the person is preparing, he's reading the improved law, his heart is not running, all this is happening, then he says, Guru Guru. That's Guru Guru. Now he doesn't know what. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it very clearly. Has sent us Muslims not to play football. Has sent us Muslims not to play tennis. Has sent us Muslims not to run after sports like this. Has sent us Muslims not to waste our time on this. Whether we like him or not, Alhamdulillah, truth is this. Whether we like him or not, we must listen to him and see whether we are going the right direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us Muslims. We have got a message to communicate. To ourselves, we have got ourselves to reform. We have got our families to reform. We have got our humanity to master. We have got the whole world to master. But here we are wasting our time, our energy, our money, our effort, our potential energy, everything of ours we are wasting. Every ability of us, of ours, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed, free of charge to us, we are waiting. And we are wondering, our wealth in the wrong direction, our strength in the wrong direction, our eyesight in the wrong direction, our hearing in the wrong direction, our ability to socialize with people and bring them on the right path in the wrong direction, our ability to speak in the wrong direction. Our strength is your marriage. And at the end of the day, we say we are Muslims, we are good Muslims, we are excellent Muslims, and you want to know why the help of Allah Ta'ala is not come. Why the help of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is not come? I'll project one more idea if I come in. And this is for me to tell you that we are passing through a period of transition, political transition. And we are going to experience his own capacity in him. And a Muslim would wonder what to do. Certain Muslims would feel that I've been given political rights as a priest. I'll be able to say where I want to as a priest. I'll be able to transact where I want to as a priest. I'll be able to do what I want to as a priest. I will be able to marry who I want to have a dream. I will be able to tell you who I want to have a dream. I will be able to go into that new school as a dream. I will be able to be going to take a teacher as a dream. I will be able to go to the next club and that night club and that dance club as a dream. I will be able to go to that show and to that around activity as a dream. I'll be able now to become CFO with that person was able to go. I'll be able to go now. But this is the time of the station one reads. that this world is a janta for the karma. And this world of the is a jail. Janta for the karma, the word janta, the word must take a garden, leave the janta. Why is janta referred to that what you want? Whatever you desire for you will get. Whatever you need for you will get. Whatever you want you will get. Where you want to go, you may have to go. He is free, truly. And a person is saying, he was a deceiver, they say, he don't need good and evil. He cannot go where he wants. He cannot say what he wants. He cannot hear what he wants. He cannot eat what he wants. He is restricted totally. His behavior is restricted. His character is restricted. His food is restricted. Every movement of his is restricted, governed, regulated. And a Muslim will respect the other. Freedom is not that we go to that meeting. Freedom, true freedom, is when we are free to practice Islam. True freedom is when we are free from Jahannam. True freedom is when we are free from the Allah of Allah. True freedom is when we are free and we are free from the way to pay Bukhti and Rakhi in the grave at ease. Freedom is that we are able to help in the house, stay in the house, bring Islam to the house. Freedom is, in the first year, I can practice Islam. In my shop, I can practice Islam. In my house, I can practice Islam. This is freedom. Freedom from the punishment. Freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Freedom of the Azaar of Allah, freedom of the wrath of Allah, freedom of the displeasure of Allah, freedom of every calamity from Allah. Then I will be free. So their problems of freedom is never done. And unfortunately, there will be some Muslims who try to make home in those areas where no Muslim was perfect, where no Muslim was perfect. Then he will say that I'm living, even me, I'm living in peace. No Jamaat collective country, no Masjid collective country, no foreign Jamaat country, the Sadi Jamaat no country, nothing comes to him. I am very free. He feels he is a very free. Sooner or later, a person, if he behaves and things like that, he will lose his Islam, he will lose his Iman, he will lose his children. He will lose Islamic culture, he will lose Islamic values, he will lose Islamic tradition. Today, God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us understanding of these. And understanding of these, the effect of these. So, in retrospect, we will say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us various branches: Ilm al-Deen, Surat al-Deen, Haqiqat al-Deen, Ishaq al-Deen. And all these branches respect the elders. Every locality has it. Every society has it. In some form or the other. And every locality must be able to coordinate it, mobilize it for the betterment of Islam. Just be that good. But if you are terrified by the feel that I am only being Islam in God, then we are not going to make any constructive progressive change. That we can follow the Imam of the Sahaba, how they had Imam, we should be Imam. And in the period that we will come before us, we should make those moves, and we should make those improvements which are better for us as far as Islam is concerned. Our Islam and Imam come first, then anything. But we have got this rooted firmly in our heart and our head and our brain, then we can survive in the country. Otherwise, with the media, the press, the television, the magazine, the paper, the violent press, we are going to fall into a kind of death, and we are going to be the closest for me now. Tell us how far we are going to live from the death.